Well, good evening here in the United States, but good day too.
Indeed, yeah. I think I'm right in thinking that most of you chaps are in the US. I'm speaking from Sydney, Australia. But you, having heard, Summy has never been a wiki editor. Moulton was an editor for a brief time before getting caught in the in the issues that he got embroiled in. What's your history at the project?
My history was that I discovered Wikipedia as a site, I believe, around the early part of 2005. And I work in the field of marketing research, and I really thought it was a great idea when I first saw it. I think at that time there was there was vandalism, but there were also people really trying to build the encyclopedic content from the ground up. And so, it was pretty invigorating to see that, maybe there wasn't even an article about marketing research yet, or there wasn't an article about a specific advanced method in, conjoint design or something like that. So there was just a lot of opportunity there. And I edited Wikipedia just under a personal account name for about a year, between the summer of 2005 and the summer of 2006. I will be the first to admit that I kind of tested the boundaries of what at that time was a vanity policy or procedure or guideline.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you're not supposed to go on there and basically write a nice puffy piece about yourself or your dad or your wife or whatever. My last name is Codes. It's a very unusual surname, so I did create like a surname page about the last name Codes, and had listed a couple of people who more notable than me with that surname. One is a 20th century composer, and the other is a 20th century sociologist who developed a nonverbal IQ test that bears his name. It's called the Codes Block Test. I was doing a little bit of mix of personally fulfilling and just kind of altruistically fulfilling editing. And one evening in, I think it was May or June of 2006, I was looking up actually some of the casinos in Atlantic City, because we were planning a trip there. And I was just amazed that I believe there's about 12 casino hotels in Atlantic City, and these are major, multi hundreds of millions of dollar operations annually. And I think at the time there were maybe 4 of the 12 listed in Wikipedia, and the rest were just either non-existent or red links. And so I created an article about the Resorts Casino Hotel, because that was actually the first one, and that was the one that Merv Griffin had an affiliation with or an ownership interest in. And, I was just kind of astounded that, wow, these big businesses aren't even in Wikipedia. So light bulb, of course, goes off over my head. I'm, completely satisfied and happy with my career in marketing research, but I've always had kind of an entrepreneurial moonlighting sort of bent. I thought to myself, wow, if I could write a nice article that's at least as good as the other articles about the casino hotels in the Wikipedia, then maybe I could contact these hotels and say, hey, would you pay me $50 to write you a nice article? And I'm sure people are looking for you and looking for more information about you, and just your address and your phone number and how long you've been in business are all fairly fundamental curiosity-filling bits of information.
Yeah.
So I talked with my sister, because my sister has a lot of experience in terms of online marketing and such, and we decided that we should investigate this further and take a look at what Wikipedia says about paid editing. Well, I knew already about vanity and autobiography, and then I was thinking to myself, well, if I'm really a third party and just money is changing hands, I really don't have a vested interest in Caesar's Atlantic City or Showboat. I didn't really feel like I was violating any guideline or rule. I might have been slipping through some loopholes, I guess, but then I discovered the reward board, and the reward board is an area on Wikipedia that just out and out up front has an area that offers cache for editing. And that was just like the complete green light in my mind that there was nothing ethically compromising about what I would set out to do. And in fact, when I was looking more at the reward board, I began to see how many anonymous or unidentifiable posters there were putting up requests for articles that you really had no idea who they were or why they were interested in promoting or aggrandizing that particular topic. And that's when I decided, you know, if we're going to do this business of wiki editing for pay, we're going to do it completely above board. We're going to, you know, introduce ourselves to the Wikimedia Foundation and the Wikipedia community that, you know, hello, we're here, this is what we're doing, go ahead and, edit mercilessly our content. But, you know, what we're trying to do is get neutral source content into the encyclopedia based on topics that have encyclopedic merit or, notability, as it were. So that's what I did, and we issued a press release at the end of July of 2006, and no less than about 8 or 9 days later, my cell phone rang, and it was from a St. Petersburg, Florida telephone exchange, and so I answered it, and it was Jimmy Wales. And Jimmy started a conversation with me, and then very abruptly said that he had a bad connection and had to go. And so I thought that was a little bit weird, but he did say that he would call me back. So about 2 hours later, he did call back. And in that interceding 2 hours, when I checked to log into my account, I saw that I was blocked and that Jimmy Wales had issued the block. I think I need to make a long story short here because I'm probably going to mention too much about this. But to really make the long and short of it, Wales and I had a conversation. And out of that came a what he called mutually beneficial compromise. And he said the big problem with paid editing on Wikipedia is not that someone's getting paid to write, but rather just the appearance of impropriety. So what he said would be good ground for us to work with is to charge customers for writing neutral articles about their companies with sources, with verified facts, but to publish that material under the GFD license, the GFDL, on our own website, and then rely on well-known and respected Wikipedians who are not being financially compensated to actually scrape or copy those articles into Wikipedia if their own independent judgment,
I think, to be honest, you're basically the archetypal paid editing or the initial example of someone coming in and thinking, I've got a business idea and it's in, you know, I guess you'd say it's in synergy. And there were certainly a few editors that felt it was, just wildly inappropriate to be making a buck off Wikipedia for whatever reason. And you were the first person really to be very open about that, I guess, and to cut the whole long story short, you were sort of, you know, permanently banned, and that's your current status.
Yeah, essentially what happened is that in the period between August and October, the Vanity and the Autobiography guidelines were kind of merged and morphed into something called conflict of interest, and that conflict of interest policy developed in such a way where for a brief moment I thought that what it was saying is that editors who wanted to contribute content to the directory or to the encyclopedia that had been paid for could post that material in their user space where it could be reviewed before someone else would copy it over. Essentially, it was just a modification of the compromise that Wales had laid out for us.
Well, that whole area of paid editing, there's obviously a feeling, and we spoke about it with Jay Walsh, the head of communications from the foundation, just touched on this, and I guess you guys have all noticed that it's it's probably happening anyway, and it's probably, I guess, what you'd say, Greg, my wiki would be that, you know, have it out in the open would be a sort of a better, cleaner way of doing it.
Absolutely, and I wasn't alone in that assessment. There were probably a dozen well-known, respected editors and even some admins who felt like it was the better way to go. And I feel like there was a crack team of cabal-like administrators who decided that they were going to declare that the community consensus was that this was antithetical to Wikipedia's mission, and that the only way to stop me was to essentially ban me from the project.
And also, it would be it'd be unfair of us not to mention that, you know, since your bans, which were, you know, a couple of years ago now, or, you know, coming on for that, you've created quite a few sock puppets and made a bit of mischief around the place. That's, you know, putting it nicely, is it?
I have been something of a menace to the Wikimedia Foundation and the project. Yes, sorry about that.
So, but even now, your MyWikiBiz exists as a business, and it's you're now hosting your own wiki completely independently of the foundation, and, you know, you're continuing to do the work in some way that you initially sort of conceptualized.
That's right. What we've done is kind of reconfigured our entire business model, and we've created our own wiki, and we're calling it a directory, not an encyclopedia. And we welcome all of the non-notable people and corporations and organizations that would otherwise be given the boot from Wikipedia, rather unceremoniously probably, and allow them to create that content in a wiki environment, which has a community editing dynamic in terms of all of the general subject matter topics on our site. But any of the legal entities that are represented on our site, ideally the arrangement is that the responsible party, or, you know, the representative agent of that entity, whether it be a human being or a corporation or a nonprofit organization, that they have actually protected control over their article. So there's absolutely no fear of vandalism or nonsense going on, and I feel that reduces all of the legal liability that I might otherwise have.
Yeah, and